Now, speaking of children, this caught the eye of a lot of people yesterday. The Chinese government is taking a tough stance on online video games. They've introduced a new rule. If you're under the age of 18, you're only able to play online video games for 1 hour on a Friday, 1 hour on a Saturday, 1 hour on a Sunday, between 8 and 9 p.m. That's it. 3 hours per week. The Chinese government says we've got to do something about this youth video game addiction. Brad Marshall is the director of the Internet Addiction Clinic at Kidspace, and he's on the line. Brad, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
This is an interesting move from China, and I can already hear parents around Australia saying, can we have that here?
Yeah, it is a really interesting move. A couple of years ago, they did take a similar step, but it wasn't quite as restrictive. So they had already made moves to restrict it to a couple of hours a day, and this is just taking it another step to go to 1 hour, as you said, for 3 days, which is pretty restrictive. So, as tempting as it is for a lot of parents in Australia to want similar restrictions, I do feel it might have even gone a little bit too far.
All right, China's got a way of doing this, through technology. They can just restrict access to a whole range of things, but in Australia and during lockdown, you'd be seeing many more examples of parents struggling with kids who just won't get off the screens.
Oh, absolutely. It is a nightmare for parents. And to be honest, what I've been saying to parents is just to relax the rules a little bit here. Taking into account that's going to make things more difficult when they go back to school. And certainly in Sydney, that's what we saw last time as well, is we get this barrage of referrals to my clinic and similar clinics when kids try to go back to school and they're trying to cut down on the tech use again. But definitely, we can't be perfect parents during a lockdown, and no one would expect parents to do that. So it is really difficult, especially with the home learning scenario, because it's always hard to know, especially for teenagers. Are they doing their classwork or are they flicking screens? Parents are trying to work, so it's really difficult to know what's actually happening.
There's a study out today saying 1 in 5 Aussie kids under 12 already has a mobile phone. Is that part of the problem? Once they've got the phone, it's very hard to stop them from using it on video games.
Yeah, look, that's just consistent with previous research, Ben, that 67% of primary school age kids in Australia own their own device, whether that be a mobile phone or an iPad. So I guess I would suggest that it might even be a little bit higher. And, it can be really tricky with parents once you go down that path. So, again, I'm not suggesting that we all need to go back into the dark ages and stop our kids from having any technology, but that's what I'm all about, Ben. I help parents through videos, my book, my clinic, trying to find a healthy balance. It's really difficult.
And what are the health consequences when you've got about 78,000 Australian children, they estimate, are now addicted to video games? When you've got a child who's addicted to video games, what are the consequences of that addiction for that child?
Look, we know some of the consequences, Ben, but we don't know them all, and that's the tricky part here. Clearly China has some research that they're maybe not sharing with the rest of us, but they're very concerned. And I think the main concern in Australia is that we haven't really taken any steps, from a political level or a government or a health policy level to address this at all. We are so far behind the rest of the world. But if you just look at some of the research, say in the United States, they know that when you go over 7 hours of recreational screen use, that can start to have impacts on your brain cortex prematurely thinning in children, which, of course, is not a great thing. So 7 hours sounds like a lot, but you'd be surprised how many Australian kids are going over that.
Yeah, and with the devices come the dummy spits when they're not allowed to access them. Brad, always good to catch up. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Ben. Have a good day.
Brad Marshall, who actually runs the Internet Addiction Clinic at Kidspace, so he knows a thing or two.